T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:46, 14 before 9. Last night there was a meeting about moving the city hall to the municipal auditorium. Leo Watermeyer joins us now to talk about it, Friends of Armstrong Park. Good morning, Leo. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thanks.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell us, if you will, a quick history of the mayor wanting to move City Hall to the Municipal Auditorium.
I guess we heard about it in 2019, that this was a plan to move City Hall, the Civil Courts building, and probably some other offices to the Municipal Auditorium, which has been vacant for 16 years since Hurricane Katrina. The stimulus for her, or the impetus comes, it seems, from that the city and FEMA had finally settled on a dollar amount that FEMA was going to pay the city to repair the municipal auditorium after Hurricane Katrina damages. And that's, we're hearing $38 million. Sometimes we hear $41 million. And what she seems to have decided is that instead of using the money just to restore the municipal auditorium, that she wanted to build a new city hall. That's been a long-term plan, she says. And that by getting this FEMA money, $38 million, that was like made it more feasible, but that money had to be spent at the municipal auditorium. And so then she kind of, you know, came up with the idea, well, let's move City Hall to the municipal auditorium. And I'd say we've been fighting it ever since we heard that. But finally, we do feel like the issue is getting some traction now. And as more people learn about it, there's growing opposition.
The plan was scaled down, right, where now they're saying they don't want a parking lot. A lot of people are going to be working from home, so they don't need that. What is she currently saying now? Because, you know, I know she's not been great about communicating with you. She will not come on WWL. She chooses to do all of her communicating through WBOK, which, demographically speaking, is a predominantly African-American audience, and that's who she chooses to communicate with directly. We've invited her on numerous times. She will not come on. She refuses. And I had her on when she was still LaToya from the block, as I call her, Leo, because she wasn't even an elected official. She was just working after Katrina, and I don't know why she chooses to limit the communication with the people of New Orleans, but she does. In terms of current plans, are you even sure right now what it is the city wants to do?
The only thing I'd like to comment on what you said, this relocation of City Hall has not become a black and white, a black or white issue. Blacks and whites and everyone that we've talked to, we formed a coalition against it. You know, at one time people said, oh, well, you know, this is where Rex and Coleman's held their balls and that's why they want to get rid of it. But that's not the case. And people from all walks of life who attended concerts in the municipal auditorium, whose high school graduated from the auditorium, have a strong sense of loyalty to that building and basically want to see the building brought back. So
I'm glad you said that, Leo. But to be clear, I was in no way, just to be clear, and I'm glad you cleared that up, but in no way was I trying to say that the municipal auditorium was a black-white issue. In fact, it's anything but, and that's why I was talking about the mayor's strategy to communicate and why, right. I guess, her communication process.
The word on the street, the word on the street, Tommy, has been, oh, this is a black-white issue, and it's not. Trust me, I've gone to enough of these meetings. People, blacks and whites, both feel very strongly about protecting that building.
I'd never even thought of it that way because everything I've seen in terms of coverage, Leo, I totally agree with you. This is a New Orleans thing. This is not a black or white thing. So let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'll pick it up later.
Well, all right. So Leo Watermeyer, our guest, talking about them. Sir?
Lockdown. And what she got most upset when I was objecting to moving it was I said she didn't understand people's attachment to the building because she wasn't from here. And that kind of got her off. But it is something. People from here have an attachment to that building. And I don't think she understands that. But I think she's learning.
All right. We'll pick it up there. We come back 8:51, 9 before 9. Traffic now, WWL. 8:56, 3 minutes left with Leo Watermeyer, Friends of City Park, talking about the mayor's plan to move City Hall to Municipal Auditorium and the strong opposition she's facing. Leo, I want to pick up before the break where we were with you. You were sitting down with her face-to-face, is that what you were saying? And you implied that perhaps she didn't understand the nature and the significance of Municipal Auditorium because she wasn't from here. Is that what you were saying?
Because she wasn't. I said that. Maybe I shouldn't have said that to her because it got a strong rise out of her. But I think it's true. She doesn't.
It
I think
true.
She's probably surprised by people's attachment to the auditorium. I graduated high school there.
And so many of us have been to so many events there. I think a lot of her problems stem from the fact, and I'll say it, that she's not from here and doesn't understand a lot of the nuances. Where is the process, Leo? $40 million about that they say they're going to lose if they don't use it. So is she going to like just go down with the ship and just let the money go if she doesn't turn it into City Hall, or what are you hearing?
We're not hearing much. I doubt it. But what we are hearing from FEMA is this $38 to $41 million was approved to restore the municipal auditorium as an auditorium, that it was not, it has to go through sounds a little bit technical, but it has to go through what's called a Section 106 review. And one of the key issues there is with this having historic preservation issues. And we've contacted FEMA, and they said the approval that they gave back in 2015 and 16 was only to restore it as the auditorium. So they're saying it would have to go through a whole other 106 review, which has public input. And it's not sure they even have that $38 million. And another point I'd really like to get in is the building needs to be fixed now. You know, the roof, structurally the building is fine, but the roof was damaged in Katrina. They did a temporary patch, but that patch has long since failed. So every time it rains, new water is getting into the building through roof leaks. So this cannot drag on that the building is in limbo, and we're urging the mayor to spend the $38 million, what it's already been approved for, and at least start fixing the exterior of the building so that there's no more damage.
So if she wanted to restore it, if they wanted to begin restoring the building as an auditorium, the money is there and they could start pretty quickly. That's what you're saying? That's
accurate? They could start quickly. That's what we're understanding from FEMA. That's we've been in communication with them.
That's
but
crazy.
Not for
Leo,
the City Hall project, because that entails, you know, building out, destroying the interior of the building, that type of thing. And FEMA has not approved that.
It's crazy. We'll talk to you more about this. Leo Watermeyer, Friends of Armstrong Park, plans to move City Hall to the Municipal Auditorium. Mayor's hard-headed. We all know that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.